Welcome to the Mama Bear Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mama Bear Podcast, like our Facebook page, The Mama Bear Podcast, email us at mamabearpodcast@gmail.com for all your submissions, or you can visit our website, mamabearpodcast.com. Do us a solid and screenshot the show while you're listening so we can see that you're listening and you can share with your mama friends. Remember to tag us. Let's start the show. Hi, guys.
Hello.
That's my YouTube. Hi, guys.
Am I loud? Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
I'd rather you be able to hear me than you can't hear me.
But welcome to another episode.
And we're back.
Of the Mama Bear Podcast.
Yes.
Where we're going to discuss.
We're interviewing you.
Yeah. It's my interview. We've done Vanessa's interview.
So are we going to do these back to back? Or are we going to do some stuff in between?
We're going to do back to back.
Okay.
So y'all will by now have heard. And if you haven't, go ahead and listen to that episode with Vanessa in her interview. So yeah,
I'm about to be on my Barbara Walters.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna be on my
Tiger Woods.
No, my Whitney Houston. Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Crack is cheap. She didn't just say crack was whack. No, she said it's cheap.
It's cheap.
Because I am a high budget hoe.
I don't do crack.
Now, ask me about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Heroin, if you want to get a real story. even though we know they smoke crack.
I don't think so.
I think they did.
Maybe some stepped on cocaine, but not so. Crack is cheap, honey.
I mean, hey, a high is a high. And if you're around it,
that's
you
true.
Could do it and someone just give it to you. That don't mean that she bought it.
That's cheap, honey. No, she don't do that.
Mm-mm.
You think the Whitney? I don't think so.
High class drugs. For a high class girl from Newark. That's what I'm saying. She did crack from Newark.
Oh, yeah. That shit was stepped on, too. That shit was probably whack. Our levels are high. Look at our shit going all the way up. Our volume. We could be screaming in y'all ear.
Sorry.
That's how we used to talk on the phone on 3-way.
I know. So loud. Okay. All right. So let's get into the shout outs. So I am going to shout out my babysitter, like my son's babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to daycare, at home daycare, and the beginning of this month, because we're recording right before Christmas.
Yes, we are.
In December. So the beginning of this month, I got sick 2 times. 1 week, I had an ear infection. And I couldn't hear out of my left ear at all. Like, I was down and out. I had an ear infection. Followed up the next week, I got food poisoning. Just when I was feeling better and I finished my 10 days of antibiotics for the ear infection, I got food poisoning. It's like, okay, just double whammy back to back. But my son's daycare provider, she came to my... the first time for the ear infection, I took him down there and I was like, hey, can you just watch him for a night? Well, she volunteered. She said she'll watch him for the night because I didn't look good. And I was like, first I said, okay, no, I'm good, because I was picking him up. She was like, you really don't look good. So I text her and I said, I should have let you keep him. And she's like, if you need me to keep him, I'll keep him. So I ended up not going to work one day. She kept him. Then when I got food poisoning, I just texted her. It was a Monday. And I said, hey, I won't be able to bring him down. I got food poisoning and it's coming out of both ends. So I can't risk trying to drive down there. And she was like, you want me to come pick him up? Because it's not just her at, you know, the daycare. It's her aunt as well watching the kids. So she was like, you want me to come pick him up? I said, can you? So she came all the way to my house to pick him up, to keep him for the night for me. So that's twice in 2 weeks or so that she kept him overnight for me, just on her own. I tried to give her a little bit extra money. She wouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. And she's a mom.
You know, she has 2 kids of her own. One is like 20 months. The other one's like 6. So she has young children of her own, but she, you know, kept my son. She loves him. It's like one of her favorite babies. And so I'm just going to shout her out. And when she came to pick him up, not only did she do that grand gesture, because that would have been enough, but she brought me ginger ale, soup, mints, because you know your breath be rank when you throwing up from and anything.
It calms the stomach. All
yeah, like she got me right. And that's just the type of person that she is. Mia is a very kind, giving person. Yeah, like she really is.
She's always been sweet.
So just gonna shout her out for just always looking out. Always.
Well, mine's not that nice. She is tight though. Mia, that is.
Yeah.
But the person I wanna shout out, I don't know this lady, but like Rashay said, we are recording, what is it, like 3 days before Christmas?
Yes, it's the 22nd.
Yes, it is the last Saturday before Christmas. And I was in Target today. I was in Target alone. This lady was in Target with what looks, maybe he was like five. And then what was an 18-month-old.
So there were two kids?
It was two of them, yeah. Because the five-year-old was walking and touching everything. And then the 18-month-old was just in the cart looking. And they were shopping for Christmas gifts for the 18-month-old. And I'm like, ooh, girl. And she had them. Like, she was just like, all right, you know, we're here. We're doing this. I said, more power to you, mama, because I cannot.
I was supposed to go to Target today with Zakari. No. And he can fit into a little thing. He probably would have loved it. But the thought of, one, it being cold and going outside, I hate that.
It wasn't that bad today as far as weather. But the amount of people out.
But, yes, yeah. I didn't think about it being the last Saturday before Christmas. So I was like, you know what? Nah. And it wasn't until I saw your story on Instagram and I was like, oh shit, everyone is out. I don't like to be out when everyone's out, especially not with a baby.
And I mean, like, early in the morning. I was up at, I was up and out by like 8:30, and there were people out.
Your your story, I saw it like 10:30.
Oh yeah. And
and it said 35 minutes ago, and I was like, what? And it was a shopping cart full of stuff. I'm like, what time did she get there? Like, no. I'm like, if she's there, other people are there. Mm-hmm. And I am not trying to do this with a kid.
Yeah. Like, the grocery store was crowded everywhere I went. The dollar store was like the aisle. Because people get like bows and wrapping paper and stuff from there. Like, it was a mess. So, yeah. Pretty much it was a zoo.
So, shout out to her, though. Yeah, we're braving it.
Two children.
I
would have
lost one of them.
Well, one was in the cart, so that one would not be.
Trying to catch one. The other one is like, where did I leave the cart?
That's true. That
one of them would have been lost.
Somebody's not where they're supposed to be.
Like, hey, this isn't my cart.
No, right. I had a baby.
It was a different baby.
It's a black baby.
She was white?
Yeah.
Oh. Which Target was this?
I was in Annapolis.
Oh, okay.
So with, you know.
Yeah. That's why I was like, hold on, which Target is this with white people?
If y'all go to Target, get their toffee, their butter toffee popcorn, the bomb. It's only for holiday. So by the time y'all hear it, it's probably going to be gone.
But
when Christmas comes around again.
Put a pin in that.
That shit good. That's all I'm going to say.
Target, you can endorse this episode.
Yes, because that was good.
Well, we endorsed you. We endorsed you, so you can sponsor this episode. Exactly. Thank you. Cool. So we got our little mamas shouted out or whatever. So I guess we're gonna move on to this interview. I'm scared.
Don't be.
I am scared. Dun dun dun.
Bum bum. What is this music? It's my intro music.
I know.
Oh. All right, so go ahead. Well, this is Brichet. She's gonna start off by telling us a little bit about herself, a background. Who she is, what she likes to do.
I am a, at this point, December 22nd, I am a 28-year-old. By the time this comes out, it'll be past the 26th of December, for sure.
Oh, bitch.
And I will be 29.
An old bitch, yes.
Yes, so if you want to sponsor some...
Alizé for her.
Alizé. You know, I will take that. Some heating pads. I will take those too. Bengay.
Epsom salt.
Always need some Epsom salt on lock. But yeah, I Grew up in Washington, D.C. Born and raised. Went to college in Oklahoma. Got my degree in public relations, which is a little subset of the journalism college. So technically my degree is in journalism, public relations. I have done nothing with that degree, but whatever. It helps in some ways, just in regular life. Let's see. I moved to New York after college to work in advertising. And I did a post-grad internship that turned into a full-time job. And I got laid off. I graduated May 2012. Got the post-grad internship over the summer. Got the new job in September. By the next May, I was laid off. So May 2013, I was laid off. And that's when I feel like life really went like pow.
Yeah, that's usually how that works, though.
Yeah, like I didn't realize how deep being laid off so young. Cause when you think of for me, when I thought of layoffs, I thought of older people getting laid off. I didn't realize it could happen to me.
Yeah.
But I wasn't upset that I lost that job because I actually hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never felt at ease in that job. So I never got to feel comfortable in a job because I was working, during the internship to get the job. Mm-hmm. Then I got the job and I'm realizing I don't really mesh with my team like that. I'm this little black girl trying to find herself, find her way in New York fucking city. I'm surrounded by yes, they were white, but just culturally, things are really different from what I knew of life and what they knew of life. Mm-hmm. And that can make conversations really awkward. It's hard to try. I hadn't had enough life experience to really mesh with them or mesh with
older?
Anyone. The director of my team was in her mid to upper 30s.
That's a big difference for 22,
23. Yeah. The supervisor of the team was upper. I don't know. Some of them were kind of young.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she was 4 or 5 years older than me.
Oh, but still.
But in the advertising world, you can move up quickly in that. So you can be a supervisor and be pretty 27. And then the people that were kind of on my level, a little bit above me, they were 2 or 3 years older than me. So again, because you move up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I just was not fitting into the company culture, this big corporate. It just wasn't for me. And especially not in this job. Because even when I asked for help, they didn't give me help. And I got really insecure about myself and my type of work that I produce. So this is something I'm still getting over, depending on the job.
It's been 5 years?
Mm-hmm. It's been 5 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been 5 years, and I'm still holding on to this insecurity about my job and my work that I produce. That's why I'm so on top of things, because I don't ever want to feel I'm doing my best and it's not being received or whatever. But really, in that job, it really, fucked with me. Just the things that was going on. I think it was some race shit. It was fucking with me. So for that to be my introduction into the work world, it threw me for a loop. So no job after that I ever felt confident and secure in. But every job after that I left on my own, and always with a good relationship with my supervisor or whatever.
How'd you end up back in D.C.?
New York got expensive. I was there for 3 years.
And you come back to fucking D.C.?
Well, I came back to live at home.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right.
So I lived at home for a year. A little bit more than a year. Yeah, a year and a half. I lived at home. Then I got my own apartment because I was working in property management at this point. And I got a little discount. So I got my little studio or whatever. Got my first place. And then my mom sold her home like around that same time after I moved out. So then I got pregnant and now I had to move into a bigger apartment than a fucking studio. And I got this 2-bedroom. And then because my mom's work contract was extended, she couldn't move to be with her husband. She's been here with me. So that's why she's here. But she travels because her home really is in Ohio. But her work is here for the time being. And that can end at any point because government contracting is like that. So I don't know how much longer she'll be here with me, but I'm going to take it while I can, you know.
That extra help.
That extra hand, I'll take it. Oh, yeah. That's how I got back to D.C. Mm-hmm. New York was expensive.
All right. You want to tell us how you feel about motherhood?
I don't like being a mom.
So you've been a mom for how long now?
I've been a mom for like
a year and two weeks
at this point. And I don't like it. and I don't feel bad about saying I don't like it.
No, she doesn't. Like, she says it often.
This is for y'all, not for
me. I don't feel bad about saying that because you can love your child and not like having to do all this shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do it. Like, you go to work because you make money and you like to, you enjoy the things that you can do with money, but that doesn't mean you like to go to work. So I like my kid, you know, I love him, but the work of being a mom, I don't like at all. So that's why I say I will never do this again.
Is there any good though? Your baby.
The good is the baby and like watching him grow up already and just watching him explore, how, and noticing now more than before, because now he's more mobile or whatever, how like he really is attached to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'll play with his little toys and I'll be on the floor, but a couple minutes goes by and he's back on me. Yeah. Like I am home base. Like if you're playing tag, I am home base. And that part is like the double-edged sword to me, because like you're their everything.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, oh my God, I'm their everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I feel two ways about it. And I mean, that part, you know, I try to just cherish.
Yeah. Because that'll change.
Yeah, because it will change one day. And I'm just going to cherish it while I have it and enjoy his little moments and growing and learning and just being grateful that I can witness it, because his dad is not witnessing it in real time.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Do you feel like your, I guess, view or feelings of motherhood would be different if your situation was different? Or do you feel that way because it's a lot of work, period? Like,
I don't know. I think it would depend on how much he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because when you have to do it all, of course you're like, oh, this shit blows. But maybe he would have been like the primary parent who like wants to do everything. Then I'm like, this shit is great.
You know? I just like, breastfeed. I'm just here. I'm just here to surprise.
I don't think it would have been that way at all. But I'm just saying, girl, you just never know.
Not in this economy.
No.
No. Not in any part of the world, but yeah.
But I mean, but there are some guys who just love being a parent and love being a father, and they are willing to take that, you know, primary step, which is great. I don't think I would have had that, so I don't think my situation would have been different. I think it may have low-key been worse for the fact that I would have had to dealt with being a new mom, adjusting to all of this, and adjusting our relationship.
Oh, girl, that's another.
So
we can definitely talk about that another day. But yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, like to me, not saying I wanted him to go to jail or anything, but this time apart, has at least I didn't have to think about making sure he's good. Right. Or, like, does he even notice my needs? You know, like,
yeah, I got you.
I don't have to deal with that, which is
a good and bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good and bad thing. Good because, you know, there's less stress, less something mm-hmm. less to worry about. But bad because he's not here to mm-hmm. see the things that I see. And he's out now. So for those who've been listening from the beginning, he was in jail for 10 months. And he's out now. And yeah, so we FaceTime every day. He's in New York. And he gets to see him or whatever. But he hasn't seen him in person yet. Which that's coming up. It's only been a week and a half, 2 weeks since he's been out. Actually a week. No, I don't know.
It's recent
though. Yeah, it's very recent. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. So thinking about Zachary, mm-hmm. what are your hopes for him?
I really hope that he grows up happy. Mm-hmm. Like, his happiness is my main concern. Just making sure that I do my part to have a happy person. Because it's hard out here to be happy. So if I can do my part to make him happy, then I feel like I've done a good job as a mom. And I may not be able to get him the best of mm-hmm. everything right now, just pray for change in the future. But even then, I'm not going to just give him things.
Yeah.
I want him to be emotionally stable. I want him to be, I just want him to be able to tap into all of his emotions just as a black man. And just, I don't want him to be like these niggas out here that are, like, they don't talk, they don't communicate, they don't express themselves. And I'm not saying he's going to be a crybaby because,
yeah.
I mean, no, like, I'm not a crybaby.
Yeah, no, expression doesn't have to be crying.
I want him to be able to communicate. And, of course, I want him to be successful in whatever he chooses to do mm-hmm. and all of that. But I'm talking about him as a person because that's my main concern.
Yeah.
He's going to have to figure out what he wants to do in life and how he makes money and, you know, lives or whatever. That's not up to me.
Right.
But what is up to me is to make sure that he becomes a good person. And that's my number one. I just don't want him out here embarrassing me. Like, like, you raised that?
Yeah. Do you feel like that's a fear of yours? And if so, do you feel like that affects your parenting?
That's not a fear of mine.
Oh, okay.
But it is, like, I think about it a lot when, like, for instance, he could be crawling on the floor and I'll tell him, like, come here because he's getting too far. Then I'll have this thought, like, I'm not going to always be able to say, come here, and he listens. Whether it's, you know, literally, like, come here, and, like, no, I'm doing my own thing because I am an adult. Or if it's, you know, metaphorically, like, I want you to do what I say. Like, he's not always going to do that because eventually he is his own person. Mm-hmm. And I'm not always going to be the one that he listens to. Eventually, he's going to have to listen to himself. Mm-hmm. So I always try to look at him even now as an individual, not something that's in my possession. Okay. Like, I don't feel any possession over him as a person. I feel possession as in I'm here to keep you safe.
Right. Were you raised that way? As like a, because I feel like that's a very new, like a new concept of like children are not like our property. They're like their own individual with their own needs and feelings.
I don't know. I have to like really think. I was more so raised with the, and I hate this, I'm not your friend, I'm your mom. It's like, I know this, but
I know, because I like my friends.
Right. Because it put this divide between, like, okay, you're not my friend, so there's certain things I'm not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my mom is not a big joker, so it's not, I can't joke with her about certain things because she would take it seriously. So I feel like her and I don't have as close of a relationship because of that way that I was raised, with the, I'm not your friend, I'm your mom. And I'm not my son's friend. I'm here to guide you and protect you. I'm more like your guardian angel, you know, like help you
with a job,
with a job. And I don't go away. But just to help guide you through life and make the right decisions. But like, I feel like that's a better way to put it than, you know, I'm not your friend, I'm your mom. Because, I mean, maybe it's different raising a girl as a single mom. I don't know. Than it'll be raising a boy as a single. I don't know. But, yeah, that's the only thing that I think, like my childhood, I don't want to pass on to him. It's like the, because I, again, like we said in the discipline episode, I want to be able to talk to my child.
Yeah.
Like my mom and I don't talk.
Yeah.
Like we,
like now as adults.
Yeah. Like now as adults, like we can talk, but we honestly don't have anything in common to talk about. So it's not like
you're,
I can just
moms
call. Right. Yeah. I mean, but even then when I be asking her stuff, she's like, oh, I don't remember. Like, God, like, what?
Well, GD.
Like, what? Okay. Come on. All
right.
So, it's still, like, we don't talk. We're like two ships passing in the night at times, a lot of times, more times than not. I feel like we were closer when I was away than when I came back. But to answer your question, which I don't even remember what it is now, but that's not something that I grew up with the individual. Like, you are an individual, da-da-da, yeah. Because we didn't grow up in a society or a culture and a community that really valued individuality.
Right.
So I'm guessing that wasn't taught. And maybe that's why I am the way I am about him now, because I value individuality so much, because that's not how we were raised in our community. It was very, it was the same, like, what's the best way to put it? Like, you were supposed to think like a monolith in in the way that we grew up. You were supposed to think a certain way, act a certain way. And that just wasn't me. And I rebelled a little bit, like when I got dreads. Like, all that was in rebellion to how I grew up. I'm an adult now, so I'm gonna do what I want. And when I felt like I got that out of my system, along with wanting my hair back, I combed it out.
I remember that phase.
Yeah, like I want locks again. It's just not right now. My hair is not the way it needs to be for locks. But yeah, I just unlocked something in myself because of how I grew up. Not really my mom, but just how I grew up. That's why I want him to be an individual and have his own mind, but also be happy.
Gotcha. All right. So we talked about hopes. What are some of your, I hate talking about it, but what are some of your fears for him? Like, we're both mothers of black boys in Trump's America.
Yeah.
What are some of your fears, and do you feel like your fears influence your parenting style? And if not now, maybe in the future.
I haven't really thought about it now, but just recently there was a video of the wrestler. He looked black. Well, yeah, he was black.
He was black.
Who had dreads. They were maybe like, 5 inches long. They weren't even long dreads. Like he was just started, like freeform dreads or whatever. The referee made him cut his hair because of whatever the fuck racist reason. And he went on to win or whatever. But my thing is, No one was there advocating for him. Everyone in there saw it as a good deed. And it's just like, white supremacy is so ingrained that y'all think having this boy cut his hair makes him a team player. No. So anyway, that's besides the point. That could have really been the woosah. But I hope that I would raise my son and be like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Y'all not doing this. Yeah. Even if I'm, you know, if I'm not there, that he would have the wherewithal to say, no, y'all don't have any right to touch me, cut my hair, alter my appearance, because you all say this is what I need to do in order to do something else. This wasn't even like
a pre-established rule.
This is not the rule. Show me the rule book. Mm-hmm. You know, if this was a rule, then I should have never been allowed on a team.
Right. Or to compete in any other. I mean, this is mid-year.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Like, no. So I hope that, my fear is that, you know, my son will experience, you know, of course he will. Mm-hmm. It's America. But he will experience racism that traumatizes him.
Okay.
Because you're going to experience racism regardless. But I just don't want him to experience racism that traumatizes him. I'm not even going to go into, like, the police and, you know, just these random people shooting and killing.
I agree.
Because that's a thing, you know. It is a thing, but I try not to think about that. But
I feel like the experience you just described, this doesn't involve a police or any type of thing. But, like, this, I feel like if it hasn't, it may eventually affect this boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I can see that being traumatized. What if he goes home and is like, I let them win.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't I stand up for myself? And, you know, like, you can be in an argument, and it's not even as serious as this incident, but you could be in an argument with somebody, and then you go off into your little corner of like, man, I should have said this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have did this. Yeah. Well, you know, you think like that. So imagine in this situation, and he goes home, and he's like, and then all it goes viral.
Right.
And it's like, man, why didn't I stand up for myself? Like, I don't want him to ever feel like he should have stood up for himself and didn't. I'd rather he stand up for himself and then face whatever consequences, as long as they're not like, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. But I just want him to have that courage. So I just fear that, you know, something like that's going to happen to him. And I won't be there to step in, and he's going to have to take over for himself, and he may not have the tools just yet to do it. And I wouldn't want him learning like that.
Gotcha. So how do you feel like you can prepare him for that? Because, like, I feel like our fears definitely influence what we do and how we act. So how do you?
Well, I can't help, you know, when he's younger. But as he gets older, it's sad to say, but you just got to strip away the innocence a little bit. Because innocent black people aren't allowed to be innocent.
No.
We're never allowed to be innocent. America takes away our innocence from the jump. Yeah. So, I'd rather I strip it away than it get stripped away from somebody else doing something or saying something to him.
Gotcha.
I'd rather it's me preparing than me trying to repair his, you know, his psychological because something happened. Or me patching up wounds because, you know, he's hurt by something someone said and he didn't know that the N-word existed and he just knew it didn't feel right. Somebody called him that or whatever. I'd rather me say, hey, there's this word out here that if you hear it, the person does not mean you good. They don't like anyone that looks like you. So if you hear it, you know, tell an adult, you know, whatever the case may be. So I think that's how you prepare them. But when, I don't know.
Yeah. It just sucks.
I think it's when they start getting on the internet. Because I'd rather me teach them too than them be surfing the internet and see shit.
But kids get on the internet younger and younger now.
So that means we got to tell them things younger and younger.
I'm thinking about it, like, we didn't... I don't remember having the conversation. Mm-mm. And we also grew up in a very different D.C. than our kids
were growing up in. Exactly. Like, we grew up in black-ass D.C. Blackity, and PG. Black-ass D.C. Like, there was no need to have any talk about white people because there were none.
None. Very few. Very, very few.
So this is new territory for us. It's not like the talk was given to us, no. Therefore we need to.
And also feel like we're black women too, so it's like a slightly different.
It's conversation. A different conversation. Yeah. So that's why I feel like growing up, most of my safety concern conversations were about just being a woman.
Yeah.
Not about being black, but yes. Just being a woman because we grew up in a black area. Whereas now I can give you because I experienced it. I can give you the black, but I don't know how to. Prepare you for anything that comes with being a man, because I don't know.
How active do you think his, or proactive or active, you know, whichever one, you think his father's going to be in that process? How active do you want him to be in that process?
I want to be, of course I want him to be active. You're shaking your titties.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were distracting me. Sorry. No, I want him to be active, but I want him to, because he doesn't have the same views as me, because we just grew up in different places mm-hmm. and, you know, different ways, but he knows where my hard stops are, like, when it comes to homophobia, and he knows I'm pro-black, he knows I'm really pro-black, so, I feel like he's going to follow my lead in those types of conversations. I don't think that he's going to be like, well, I'm going to tell my son anyway, don't mess with these gay niggas out here. Cause I'm like, I think he's going to follow my lead on that.
That's good. Okay.
Because we've already discussed it before. But as far as like being a man, I feel like he's really going to be active. He loves his little boy.
That's good.
And, I could tell it's hurting him not being here and not seeing him for so long. I just hope that this feeling that he has of missing out, I hope he always carries that with him whenever he feels like he's too busy mm-hmm. for him mm-hmm. or, you know, he got a lot of other things going on. Maybe he gets into a new relationship or something. I just hope that he'll always put Zachary first because I have no choice but to put Zachary first. So I think it's different when the other parent has a choice whether to put the
child first. When you marry someone, they still have a choice.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah. It's like, I don't have a choice. So you should feel like you don't have a choice either, mm-hmm. whether you're in the home or not. I really feel like he's going to be a good dad. He has what it takes to be a good dad.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. I hope he listens so that he can.
He's not going to listen. He listened to an episode. He was like, I listened to your little show. I said, how'd you like it? He like, yeah. Like, what? I said, you ain't even finish it. He's like, how you know? I said, because you don't have the patience. Like, it ain't for you. But he's going to be a good dad.
That's good. I'm going to end with one last question. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give Zachary in, how old is he now, 12 months, mm-hmm. when he is 17, 18, off to college, off to the real world? What advice would you give him?
17, 18, going off to college.
Or trade. Or whatever.
Whatever. Case. Like, he's basically starting adulthood.
Right. He's finished high school.
Mm-hmm. Starting adulthood. Don't bring no babies. Oh, my God. And around here. Not yet. No. I mean, yes, that's part of it. But take time to learn who you are. Embrace the journey that it takes to learn who you are. Mm-hmm. Because at times it's not going to be fun. Mm-mm. It's not going to be easy. But it's in those times that you really figure out who you are. And you don't figure that out overnight. It comes with years and years of trial and error with relationships, with jobs, with careers, with friends. Everything is trial and error to find out, you know, who you want to be, who you are, and like what you want to do in life. And do all this before you get with a partner. Mm-hmm. Because you can't, if you're empty and you don't know who you are, then you can't become this with someone else. I don't care what people say about you grow together. Like, but when you're young, there's so much life to be had, so much life to experience that, you know, you should be selfish. You have the rest of your life to be with someone. You can be selfish in the beginning. Take your 20s to just get settled with who you are. You can have yourself a little partner or whatever. It's cute.
A little boo.
But, you know, don't get, like, just make sure you do you before you get with someone else. And doing you means you got your job, you got your career, you've traveled if that's something you want to do, you've seen the world, you become cultured, you just have different experiences on your own. So then you can bring your full and whole self into a partnership with somebody else. Because then it'll be more meaningful and then you'll choose a better partner. Because you're not going to choose someone who's beneath, you know, what you've experienced and who you are. You're going to have a different taste level. And, just, and then because you're going to be a good person, because you're my son, they're going to love you forever. And then so y'all be happy. And notice I said partner and not girlfriend or boyfriend, mm-hmm. because I don't know. So,
or person, yeah, just partner.
Partner. Person. Good partner.
And I'm going to end with anything you want to share with the people, things you like to do.
I like movies. I like television. I mean, like, I really like TV, though. Like, I love my shows. Like, I have my roster of shows that I watch, and I'm really particular about what I watch. Like, I'm not just gonna watch any old thing. Well, let me take that back. I will watch any old thing, but it gotta be a certain any old thing. Like, yes, I will watch Love and Hip Hop, but I'm not gonna watch Growing Up Hip Hop. That's beneath my reality show standards. I don't care about those people enough. But I will watch Love and Hip Hop. I will watch I will watch Game of Thrones. You know,
quality, very good.
But I have no want or desire to watch Westworld.
I couldn't get into it.
I tried.
I literally watched. Yes,
I tried, and yes, things they do get better apparently. But I don't have. I have so many other shows that I like early on that I can watch.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What else? What else do you like to do? What else do you want the people to know? Business? Or you want to hold that? You want to save that?
Well, I got my LLC, so I guess I can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's official enough. Y'all can go to the website and shit. But yes, I think earlier in a podcast, I mentioned wanting to start a business. And I kind of did that. But I don't know if it's a business yet because I don't have a client. But all of, like, the little things to start building up, they're in place. Like, I have a website. I got the social media. A couple things I got to get together, like contracts and, like, email template. So when someone emails me, it'll shoot them back an email like, hey, be with you within 24, 48 hours. You know, thanks for reaching out, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, making invoices is easy, but I'll do all that once I get a client. But what I do is I'll be your virtual assistant. So if you have a business or you're just like a busy person, you got things going on, and you just need someone to help you with administrative duties such as email management, if you're a business, like lead management, customer service, vendor relations, data entry, scheduling, like appointments or even travel arrangements, I'll do that. You know, you can book me for like a 10-hour package, 20-hour package, or 35 or plus package. And that's a month. So I'll be doing whatever you need me to do for those amount of hours a month at different rates. So that's the administrative side. The social media side, like I can either create your profiles for you, whatever the case may be, or I can do your management of them as well. So posting on your behalf, coming up with the images, coming up with the captions, researching the best hashtags for you. I'll engage with people for you, which people don't realize that takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, I know.
To do that. It's a lot. Because think about how long you're on your phone scrolling through whatever. That's time that I would be on there doing things for someone else but getting paid to do it. And then I have the podcasting side where I will help other people develop their podcasts, develop their website for it. Like, I'm not going to offer web development for just anyone. It's going to be for podcasts specifically because
that's what you do.
That's what I do. I'm familiar with how it should be set up. I can get your RSS feed through Squarespace, setting up your site. So then we can send that off to the different, like basically have your website host your podcast. So then it can be sent off to Apple, Google, Spotify, whoever that way. And then, so I can help you get started. It's a package to get started. And then it's like, go bird, fly.
Go free, my children.
Or you can hire me to manage it as well. So I will.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah, so I will edit.
The dinero.
Look. And my prices are really good right now for what I would do. Because it's just a side gig. Yeah. But yeah, I will manage it for you. So I'll edit your episodes. I'll publish it. But what this does not include is managing your social media. Okay. That you have to add that service on. Though. Exactly. Like, I'm over here doing is if you have a weekly, like I'll have to be, you know,
yeah,
editing and adding music or whatever the case may be, which I don't really do much on here because that's not the purpose of this particular show. But if I needed to do it for others, I feel confident that, you know, I could do that based on how I've been tweaking things on here. I mean, I did make our intro, and, like, it's really not hard to do. Not saying that our intro is, like, the best, but...
I mean, but...
Yeah, I did it. Like,
it was the thing you did.
Yeah. And I've tweaked it enough times to know, like, how to really do this and add, like, whatever. I'm getting into too much. But yeah, so that's what my business will do. And the name of it is, I should have said it's the beginning.
It's okay.
Terrible business.
No, you
moment.
Should end it. Like, end it with your. Well, I guess you should start and end it with your business name.
Yeah. So the business name is The Task Takeover, which is a terrible name for someone with a lisp to have to say. But it is what it is.
The Task Takeover.
It's The Task Takeover because I'm
say
taking
it,
over.
Don't spray it.
Oh, I hate your cousin. Oh, no, that was Mario. Yes. Hey, him. Hey, him. They're the same person.
Yeah. Almost. I think he's shittier.
Yes.
Yeah.
But The Task Takeover. You can find my Instagram at The Task Takeover. And my web address is thetasktakeover.com. So that is THETASK Takeover. If you don't know how to spell takeover, I'm sorry. You don't have to figure it out.
Or task. Or the.
Yeah, but just in case you couldn't hear me clearly the with my lisp, the task takeover. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
That's good. That's why I wanted you to talk about it towards
the end. Yeah, and I have my LLC now, so I'm like official and I can like open a bank account if I wanted and all that good stuff. I got my EIN and all that shit.
Are you ready for clients or like wait?
No, I am. Okay. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, by the time the people hear this, they'll be like,
yeah, so if you know anyone who has a business, or if you're just a busy motherfucker yourself and you're like, I need someone to help me schedule doctor's appointments, you know, whatever they can. Think about it. You have someone who's kind of sickly or just cannot do things on their own.
Yeah, that's true.
Just hire somebody to, like, make sure they stay on top of, okay, your appointments are these dates. Right. These are the doctors that you need to see. Mm-hmm. This is the information you need to take with you. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's why I'm not saying I'm specifically this type of virtual assistant. I can be anybody's type of virtual assistant because I'm organized as fuck. Like, I get shit done. And the... I'm not going to go into the backstory of why I chose to do this. Have I already said that?
No, not really. You can, I mean.
Long story short, I've always wanted to be a personal assistant, like to a celebrity, because I just felt like I can anticipate people's needs. I can read your mood. I can tell whether you're feeling something or not. I can
read your mind,
babe. And I just feel like I'm really intuitive in that way. So I feel like that's something that you need and cannot be taught how to do as a personal assistant. And I like helping people.
That's true. That is like a skill that's not really taught. That's just like a thing.
Yeah.
You just do it.
And I was an artist personal assistant for like a summer locally, helping her out at different appearances or whatever. And I did a good job. We're still Instagram followers or followees or whatever. But I was never able to do that. So I'm like, how can I still do something that I want to do, but I had this new life situation, being a mom and all that. I'm like, okay, girl. Research. I'm like, virtual assistant, what is this? Work from home, what is this? Yeah, work from anywhere, what is this? So I look, this is me typing.
Well, you can't see your hands. Oh, you can't. Laughing in the middle of the air.
This is me typing.
Fingers aren't moving. The hands, the wrists are going up and down.
Yeah, because that's how I was researching. I was like, what is this? And I joined all these Facebook groups.
Facebook groups.
Like three Facebook groups. I mean, I'm in podcast groups too. My feed is now groups. It's not even people anymore, which I want to change, but whatever. And I was just like, this sounds perfect as like something I can do on a side. I set the hours. Mm-hmm. I tell people, look, this is what you're going to get in a week of hours from me. Right. So yeah. This is what I'm going to do. And then learning the different software that I can use and different websites to help me like schedule posts and things. So I can schedule posts
ahead of time,
a week ahead of time, and then just work on the engagement in real time.
Right.
You know, to maximize my time and my situation right now. And eventually, and to turn that into a full-time business and move somewhere cheaper, you know, because it will take way more work to afford where I live now. Right. Yeah. But if I got a good 5 clients, I'll be able to move somewhere cheaper, not worry about a commute or anything like that. Right. Because I'm working from home. And, so that's the goal. The goal is to be able to move somewhere warm. That's not racist.
Oh, girl.
That's not expensive. You knocked out
35 of the 50. Okay.
That's what I don't know. I don't know where I would live. But it would definitely be somewhere California? Warm. California? Yeah, I could do Cali.
It's expensive, though.
So but I would live, like, Cali near Nevada.
Riverside. Riverside, that's where my grandma lives.
Where is that?
Exactly. It's Southern California.
Yeah, it'll be somewhere where I could drive to the beach in, less than an hour, but not be in a metropolis, but still not be too far. Because I'm tired of cities. Like, I'm good on them. I lived in major cities my whole life, apart from college. Like, I'm fine. I don't need this life.
That's exciting. That's why I wanted to end on that, because I knew you would talk about it. Because you're excited about it, as you should be.
And the thing is, I forgot about it. It's something that, when you asked me about myself, I didn't even think to say, I started this thing. Because it's not where I want it to be yet for me to feel, like, that confident in saying it. But that's the only way I'm going to
get clients
if I talk about it. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, shoot me an email.
Or you know someone who's interested.
Right. If you know someone, shoot me an email. The email address for the business is info@thetasktakeover.com. So,
the Task Takeover.
The Task Takeover. .com. Yep. And my ultimate goal is to, it's not a goal. This is like what possibility and why I named it the way I named it. To make it an agency. So eventually I get so many clients that I can hire other VAs or hire other specialized people. So I have a graphic designer, I have an audio engineer, I have a VA, I have online business managers that handle our clients as a whole.
Got you, okay.
So that's why I didn't put my name into it, because I wanted to have room to grow into something bigger. So yeah.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Anything else before we move on to our next segment? I think you did good.
Thank you. That's it. I'm good.
Well, that was Brashe, everybody.
That's me.
All right, our next segment. Well, we have time out here.
Yeah. We put in time out. This ain't even for a mama. We gonna put a dude brother, in time out.
Brother
Largo.
Deacon Brother Offset.
Brother Largo, PG County.
Deacon Brother Offset is going in the timeout.
Brother Dale City, Virginia.
Oh, God. Into the corner.
Offset?
Into the reflection center. How dare you? How triple dog dare you?
How you do my bitch Cardi like this? She the realest you ever going to
But he
to
said
get.
He's sorry, bruh.
Sorry, don't cut it, bruh. You should have been sorry when you were trying to fly bitches in or out of New Orleans.
Orleans.
Not New and Lean. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Like, no, bruh. And then you taking away her spotlight.
A hot ass mess, but that's just like man. Yeah, that's just what men tend to do.
And their thing, like, because they're never considerate of us, so they wouldn't think to, like, I don't want to ruin her moment with, you know, and draw attention to me. But so, what I'm actually gonna do is, you know, show the world that I'm sorry and I can beg for my woman.
Oh
but
God!
You like can how do that, but not. During her job, my nigga.
God, as if the people don't already know you've cheated. How dare you show up to my job and apologize for cheating?
At my job.
I would slap Garrett's head off of his body.
I don't care if my job is to perform and shake my ass.
I don't care what it is.
That is still my job. I am getting paid.
You are showing up at my job to apologize to me for cheating on me.
A contract with these people. And here
but they
you
were
are.
In on it. So
yes, they were in on it. But I'm
suing
saying
you, fire you, kiss my ass, fuck you. That's all.
Oh
be
yeah, they
would
have had to pay me more after that.
Oh
like,
yeah,
y'all let
heads
this happen
roll.
During my set.
Y'all knew. Yeah, heads will roll. Heads will
nah,
roll.
Nah, I need an extra $100,000.
Oh, Deacon Brother Offsetius.
Because now I'm going over time. Because we planned this out, so now I'm going over the time. Nah. Time is money.
Oh, yeah, especially in that industry.
Yes, because you got to be off stage. I mean, she was the headliner, so, I mean, guess she could go over a little bit. But you still got the venue.
Yeah, sometimes you have to pay the venue if you go over the time that. Offsetius.
You know, and I don't care if they get back together or not, because both of them are young. And this is what I'm talking about with wanting Zachary to know himself before getting with somebody. Like, sow your little royal oats before you link up with somebody. Because Offset
Tisha is doing that anyway.
Exactly. Like, he is sowing all his royal oats and still wants to be married. Like, you can't, unless that is an arrangement you and yours have. You can't just do that. And it's going to be really rare that that's going to be the arrangement that you and yours have. So, he's in timeout indefinitely until Cardi tells me that he... Mm-mm. Cardi is the one that's going to tell him whether to get out of timeout or not.
But I'm keeping his ass in there.
Yeah.
And his father looks like a light-skinned David man.
Apparently, that's his stepfather. Oh, okay. When I was in a Facebook group.
Oh, yes.
In an alpha Facebook group.
Open, aka Facebook group.
First fam, First fam Facebook group. Oh Lord,
spilling all the business and all the tea. Yeah, he looks like a light skinned David man. That's just what I picture.
And his mom's a Delta. It's like, dude, you grew up with, you know, well off.
Oh God. Oh, he's so booey.
Yeah, he is Del City if I never heard of it.
Oh, God, and no one knows where Del City is but us and people who live in this area.
Yeah, well, if you live in this area, you'll know.
Even though they low-key trailer trash, but, like...
Yeah.
So, more like Waldorf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they try to be gangster at Waldorf?
Girl, yeah.
Charles Cannon. Yes. Really feel like, yeah, yep, mm-hmm. Clinton, Brandywine, out there.
Oh, $500,000 house. Bussing shot.
Your house has a twin, I don't even know what it's called. Twin staircase.
Yeah.
You have a theater in your basement.
You don't know my struggles, bitch. Oh, Offset Tisha. We gonna keep him in prayer.
So he's in the timeout chair. Woosah. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-sah.
I feel like this is like literally everyone in the world's woosah.
Especially this time of year.
Especially in this economy.
And in this economy.
In Trump's America.
With the Dow going below whatever points. Yeah, I don't know what any of that means, but it just doesn't sound good. I don't have
with
stocks.
With the government being shut down.
Well, I have an IRA, so I guess I'm affected.
I have a 401k.
But
so I'm also affected.
I have... Do I have that?
Oh, God.
I can't remember. I don't remember what I signed up for and what I didn't. Because we just enrolled, like, benefits or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember. But I think I did
5%. Mm-hmm. I'm sure going to up mine. I do 5% too. I'm probably going
to up. My job matches up to 20. Like, they're shitty, but that's cool.
That is really good.
Yeah. If I had it to give 20%, I would, just off the strength of you're matching
20%. Yeah, that's really good.
But I don't have it. That's why I need, like a financial partner in life. Like, just...
Yeah.
Slowly
up in mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bills. We're just going to talk.
Can you pay my bills?
And there's been a conversation on Twitter about money or paying a bill isn't a Christmas gift. The fuck it ain't.
Like, oh, girl, it is. Oh, please. Let my mother say I have paid X bill for January.
Someone say, don't worry about your student loan. I got that.
I got you. I got you for December.
Don't worry about your rent for this month. I got you. What you?
Because y'all want stuff? That's for 12-year-olds.
I don't need 12-year-olds
want stuff. I don't need no stuff. I'm trying to throw the shit I got away anyway.
There is nothing in this world that I would want more than someone to pay a month's rent.
No, but really. Other than 2 months rent paid.
Right. Like, unless you're going to up that. There's nothing of the $1,511 value of my rent that I can say that I would want instead of that being taken care of?
I would want you to pay all $1,894.53. I want you to pay all of it.
All of it.
I'll cover the 53 cents. Don't worry. I have pennies.
Because I am, you know, reasonable. I'll cover that. But I just don't.
I need y'all to. Yeah. I don't. What thing would I want more? Some shoes? I can buy that.
I could.
Anything you must be skinning the alligator yourself and making some alligator pumps or something. Right. That's the only way.
Like.
Vibranium.
Card with money in it.
For my bills.
Yeah. Because for Zakari's birthday, anyone who gave me money, that went straight to daycare.
She took his birthday money.
What are you going to do with it?
You did one of them. One of them, like, let me hold your money.
What are you going to do with it?
You're right. You're right.
I put wrote checks
Lenses aside.
I spent his money on daycare because then that means I have money now that I can save.
And or spend on him when he needs it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So using it for him.
Yeah. That's true. And that's his daycare. It's not like it's like.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like I'm using it for my gas. Yeah, like yeah. I'm using it for his daycare.
Yeah. I've definitely done that. Or I've, like, used the money for, like, and something I was doing for him.
Yeah. As long as I'm using it for him, I feel like I'm putting it to good use. I'm not over here buying me some Fenty Beauty and all that. Oh, even though I want some, because I haven't gotten anything since it launched.
Me either.
But I'm loving everything that's coming out.
And the
out.
Little sisters be looking good with it on, too.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
But I'm not using it to get my hair done. I'm yeah. not using it to get my nails done. Like,
and but it's still like.
And even if you were to give me money, and I treated myself, at least you know some that's like a luxury for right. me.
Yeah,
it's something I don't normally do for myself. So okay, let me.
That was, but let me do it on my terms and on my time.
Exactly. Like,
not like, oh, I got you this watch. It's like. Like, I already tell time.
Watch. I have a phone.
Yeah.
I don't need
I could put a bracelet on that arm if I need something. I have a couple watches with dead batteries. Doesn't matter. Because really, it's for decoration anyway.
Like, I even have a computer over here that I wouldn't mind selling.
Right. That's what I said. It's stuff I'm trying to get rid of.
I have three.
Like, pay computers. My bills. Can you pay my bills? Can you?
Yeah, like, pay my internet. Bill. Like,
that's just my woosah.
Pay my car note.
And managing bills. God.
Yeah, like.
And managing two people's bills.
Yeah, that's something. And that's part of a relationship that I haven't had to do yet and haven't even thought about.
It definitely changes the relationship.
Do you think
not in, like, a necessarily a good or bad way, but it's a different aspect of the relationship, because I think we've both been in like long-term relationships, but we didn't live with those people.
Yeah,
so we didn't have to worry about the money aspect.
But
like, this is like a whole nother thing of like,
is this something new that is just coming up, or is something that was always there? I mean, well, I'm asking, did y'all budget together before the house?
No, we never budgeted together.
Okay.
And that's
so this is something y'all learning together.
Yeah, and that's because of career change, which means mm-hmm. like changing income.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to budget together,
mm-hmm.
but now we do.
Mm-hmm.
And like really, every move we ever made, I always went into it. This is probably because of my mom. Like, if I can't afford this place by myself, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I've always done that anyway, but now we have our baby.
Yeah.
So it's like not just the house, it's like a baby and a mm-hmm. house and all these other things that we've kind of
yeah
accumulated together.
I think that's a great way of women to look at going into
things. Oh, yes. Yeah. If you cannot do it by yourself or by picking up maybe like at least maybe one little small job, then mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. Because it's not. You going to be mad.
Yeah.
You.
And that's my goal
or big man.
My purpose for wanting to eventually move somewhere cheaper mm-hmm. because my mom is still helping me with some finances and I want to be able to take care of everything.
Yeah,
without that assistance because, I mean,
gotcha. Yeah.
I just want to.
Yeah.
And I think just your money can go so much farther when your bulk of your money isn't going towards like where you live.
Right. That's literally, yeah.
And that's most people.
Yeah.
The bulk of your money goes towards
like a metropolitan area.
Exactly. So, yeah, bills, you can kiss my ass.
Gosh. And like these, some things are just at this point predatory. Student loans, predatory.
Yeah.
Housing market in this area, predatory.
Let me tell you how predatory it is with the housing market. I know what the fuck I can afford and what I can't afford. Mm-hmm. And I know what they were saying that I can afford, I can't afford. I cannot afford, you know.
You can't.
Can't afford what they say that I can afford. Okay. And, you know, some people will get happy and say, oh, well, they're giving me the loan. They approved me for this. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. I got approved for shit. That doesn't mean that I know I'm in the place to do
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to go under that loan.
Yeah. No. Like, okay, you have a range from 180 to 250 that you would be approved
so
for.
You go through the lower. Range.
Yeah, like I'm looking at something under 180. What you mean?
Yeah.
But the fact that some people don't have the financial education to really say, "Oh,
right.
That's good for you, girl, but that's not going to work for my pockets."
Right.
There you will look at it like, "Oh, look at what I can get."
Right.
But can you...
Like your house poor now.
Exactly. And that's what I don't want to be. I want to be able to make my home my home. Mm-hmm. Like, design
and still
it.
Still be able to eat out. Exactly. And still be able to buy clothing when you need to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because some people, you have a house and you have the things in it, and that is literally all.
That's it.
You budget just enough money for food and gas for you.
So now you got this big old house.
And you
just waiting on taxes to come in.
Uh-huh.
And with that, you're going to pay off some of your debt.
Yep.
Mm-mm. So, yes, I'm renting. And, yes, the money that I'm paying in rent could have been towards a house. But I'm renting and I'm still getting financial assistance. So, what the fuck I look like with a mortgage under my name right now? Like, and, yes, I was looking at houses. But all of this awareness for me came from looking at housing and saying, you know what? I'm gonna hold on that.
Yeah.
Hold off on that for a second.
Yeah.
Now that I know what I need to do to be able to do this, let me backtrack, get myself together a little bit, save a little bit more money,
girl.
You know, and then let me look at this thing another way.
Girl. Because then it's like other things you don't even think about owning a home. Like,
yeah, when like shit breaks down.
Yeah. Even though you can do home shield, which is like a
insurance. Yeah,
insurance for appliances. It's like
$50. Still.
But still.
Like, yeah. That's something extra that you're paying.
Right. But still. My grandmother's is great.
How much is that a month
like
around?
Like 50. It depends, because I know some, like the basic one, I think is like 40, 45.
Okay. Because I'm trying to think, just compare it to renter's insurance. Renter's insurance is cheap.
Yeah, extremely cheap.
You know, so even when you're doing...
technically, like, homeowner's insurance is pretty... It's not crazy expensive.
Yeah,
even.
It's not.
Homeowner's insurance isn't really expensive. And then the home shield is, like, an added, like, $50.
Yeah.
And that's, like, if your furnace goes out, we'll replace it. And which, I'd rather pay you $50 a month than, like, $6,000. Because you can kiss my whole $6,000 ass.
I ain't gonna have it.
I just don't got it.
We're gonna have cold water.
Cold water.
And we're
gonna be cold. I don't care. We're gonna snuggle up.
Summertime is gonna be our best time. We're gonna thrive.
Yep. Between March and September, we're good.
We're fine. Any other time of the night, layer up.
Sorry, buddies. Yeah, so.
But yeah.
Nah, bills is whack.
These bills.
Bills is whack. Bills ain't cheap.
They ain't cheap.
Unlike crack.
My girl.
Crack is also whack, but it's cheap.
Damn. Let's see. Next.
Yes. This is making me happy. The
self-care. Again, if we have not said it 1,000 times already in this episode, it's December 22nd.
Yes.
2018. I am, at the moment, 28 years old.
I am 29.
Vanessa is 29. Mm-hmm. Our good friends, B2K, have decided to
bless us.
Bless us with not just a tour of their own, but a conglomerate of their peers from that time in our lives. We're talking Mario.
Yes.
Braid My Hair Mario. Mm. From Baltimore, Maryland Mario. Yes. Just a Friend Mario.
A Mario.
Those two alone would be great. But not more. They did not stop there.
No. But wait, there's more.
They added on motherfucking Pretty Ricky.
Oh.
Motherfucking Pretty fucking Ricky.
Fucking Blue Star.
Blue Star is
not a skippable track.
A classic fucking album.
From beginning to end.
I said when I was younger, whenever I had kids, I wanted to make them the Blue Star.
bird. A baby fucking bird.
Beyonce's a bird too, so I feel like we got more game than a little bit.
Oh, God. I'm about to go listen to that album instead, in the car.
I made my son to Tory Lanez. Still a bird. Oh,
pew.
Still a bird. It wasn't my idea. Pew. It wasn't my idea. We were in Miami and that's all he played. So it was just there.
We were watching House of Cards. She lost her mic. Yeah, we were watching.
My mic is tired of me being a bird. We were
watching House of Cards.
Fucking Frank Underwood. But not only they did not stop at Pretty Ricky.
Oh, no. Wait.
Who else they got?
Where do you see Monday?
The motherfucking.
Where do you see Monday? Hey, bitch.
Twins of Yin and Yang. The Yin Yang Twins.
The Yin Yang Twins. Then they had.
To the window, to the wall, motherfuckers. We gonna be in there dancing.
I cannot wait. And then they have Lloyd.
Lloyd.
With all of his street love. All of his street love.
I always knew. Well, no, I didn't always know. But recently, we know he's saying fine, too. But back in the day, it was 5-2.
It's 5-2. It's fine, too. I don't care.
I'm in there. Whatever.
Either way,
it is,
I'm in there.
Whatever it is. And that's not it.
Mm-mm.
That's not it.
Just when you thought it was done.
Motherfucking Bobby Valentino. You know his song. That song.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
That song is great. My ex-boyfriend made me the Bobby Valentino CD. He burned it for me because I didn't have it. And so I had that in my car.
I never got his CD.
Well, I didn't either.
I mean, but my ex-boyfriend burned it for me. I never listened to his whole CD.
Oh, it's good.
I believe it. It's good. I'm going to do my research.
Like 2005. It's real, like.
I'm going to listen to it. But that song, I don't know why. I can't remember why. But that song, I was in a go-go.
Oh, God.
A high school go-go.
Okay.
And they play that song for some reason.
Like a go-go version or the actual version?
The actual version, like in between sets.
Okay.
And I just was like, I don't know if I saw a girl singing and she had a tongue ring. I'm such a bird.
Oh, God.
But now I associate that song with the tongue ring.
Okay.
And I was singing that song and I was like, I want a tongue ring so bad. And eventually I got a tongue piercing. I got it pierced twice.
I'm not going to tell you what I associate that song with.
What? Oh, you? Yeah. Oh, Lord.
But it's not tongue rings. It's just not that at all. So for y'all, ass eating is new. But for me.
You ain't new to this shit.
I ain't new to that shit. I was like, I had the nastiest ex-boyfriend in the world.
And I think I know who this is.
Yes, you do.
Because it's not.
No.
It's. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely who you're thinking.
I remember the
nastiest. So, yeah, I mean, he is not new to this ass-eating game. He's definitely true to it.
He's somebody's whole dad right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't
that's how you become a dad.
That, right. That ain't my problem. But that's what I think of when I think of that song.
I'm glad that song has fond memories. And we were definitely like 17. Memories.
Yes. We were definitely yes. like 17.
Yes.
Yikes. Wow, I've been a hoe my entire life.
Hoe is life. Hoe is life.
Yikes.
And then last but not least, in this self-care concert...
I like the way you do that right there.
Right there. We about to chick your head all the way into whatever venue.
I'm about to give y'all what I got for a pork chop.
Oh, she threw it at me like I was a shortstop.
I cannot wait. Yeah. Alizé on me. If y'all in there with y'all velour, y'all BCBG, y'all Juicy Couture. What else? Baby Fat, your House of Darion.
Yes, your Apple Bottoms.
Apple Bottom, your Rockaware.
Your
for the men, your G Unit. I'm gonna have Alizé and Nietzsche. The Pepe jeans,
Academic,
all of that.
True Religion.
Some True Religion. So if you in there with any of that on, I got Alizé in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
Brashe gonna have a Cristal. We ain't popping Cristal.
Pass the Kvassi. We going because we aunties now.
We aunties. And so I'm definitely going to have Alizé in my bag. And I'm going to be, y'all going to see me because I'm going to have on my Juicy Couture velour. And I'm going to be arguing with security to bring my Alizé in.
Give me my
in my coach bag.
That little jump that can only fit a wallet and a phone.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely blowing my sidekick out. Or my chocolate.
Oh, I love my chocolate. I had a green chocolate.
I had a red chocolate.
So I had the green one.
That is our self-care. We're waiting for the dates to be released.
The dates will be released, of course, by the time this comes out. Yes. It would have been released on the 31st of December at 12 noon.
I think every week or every couple of weeks, I'm going to post some inspirational looks.
Leading up to the concert
so that y'all know what to expect.
Because
I'm talking
double polo popped collars.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking here we jean go. Jacket.
Gauchos.
Oh, here we go.
Gaucho.
Okay. First of all, I wore some black gauchos to the college fair in 2002 with my school.
You thought you was the shit.
Oh, I was killing them. First of all, I had a flexi rod set. I had a flexi rod set.
Before bitches was natural. This was how you got your fro or whatever.
Before sis was natural, I had my flexi rod set. I had a little crop, little jacket, little tank top.
Gauchos and a crop jacket went together.
And I had my gauchos. I can't remember what shoes I had on.
My favorite gauchos were jeans. I couldn't wear them that long because my butt and thighs got big and stomach got big. Eventually, I gained weight. But I had some jean gauchos that fit just right. Like, they hug my booty real tight and the top of my thighs real tight, but then they got real flare.
I cannot wait.
I need some flare jeans. Flare jeans would be cute. Flare jeans now could be cute with the right outfit. They really could.
I'm ready. Peasant top. I might wear flare jeans on a peasant top.
I'm going to try to find me some gauchos.
With those sunglasses that I posted on my Instagram. First of all, if y'all don't follow me, hell__queenb on IG, go look at my story. I made a little mini MySpace for y'all.
You going to put in your highlights?
Yes.
Make highlights.
Looks. Looks. Millennium tour look.
Mood board.
Mm-hmm, because, first of all, I had my little cut over my eye, my little ba-bang.
Had your Aaliyah going.
I did. And I had my giant glasses on.
Gotta find the pictures that we took. I know I got them in here. That we just take in front of the backgrounds at PG Mall and Iverson. Oh,
gosh. Those were so... I had a fishnet jacket on.
I had on a red polo.
I had on a red t-shirt, I think.
No, you had on a red t-shirt with a fishnet jacket on top. Oh, yeah, with the jacket on with some jeans. And I had on a red shirt because you got a match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we was definitely coordinating.
We were coordinating.
And it was like eight of us, and each person had like a coordinating partner.
Right. I don't know if we planned it or if it just happened and we just decided to take pictures. I don't know.
I don't know. But either way.
Yeah, we did that.
As you can see, we are very excited. This is our self-gift for real.
Yeah, like, I'm so excited about this. And the internet is really excited about this.
Yeah, because people our age, yeah.
We're a very nostalgic group because we remember what life was like before all of the social media and everything online. We are at that cusp of the internet boom.
We are, like, true for real millennials.
Yeah. And like, we're on the younger side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
But we still have enough knowledge of before to be nostalgic of that time.
Yeah, oh my God. It's going to be so great. I'm going to be Alizé drunk. I cannot wait.
It's going to be a good time.
Y'all going to see me with my little roller set. I can't figure out if I'm going to have a roller set, if I'm going to do my Aaliyah bang.
You could do both, girl.
But either way, I'm going.
Have you not seen straight in the front and then it'd be curly in the back?
Either way, though, I'm definitely going to have more gloss than I should have on. I don't care what y'all say.
Gotta have gloss. And this wasn't a time where we put a lip liner on with the gloss. It was just gloss.
It was just gloss.
And it was clear with the rollerball. Yeah.
And it's a flavor.
Don't wear Melissa's without socks because you'll get a foot fungus like I did. I wore Melissa's. They got wet.
Oh, yeah.
Got a foot fungus.
So don't do that.
Steamy shoes.
Yeah. Wear with some cute color socks.
Yeah. And coordinate with your jersey dress.
With your jersey dress.
With some knee-high socks. That's cute. Knee-high socks with Melissa's and a jersey dress.
Don't worry, y'all. I'm posting looks. I'm going to slay y'all.
Definitely got to add this to a gallery on the website.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's the Millennium Tour.
And I'm ready.
For us millennials.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I deserve.
We all deserve.
We all deserve.
This is what we need in Trump's America.
This was the tour that I didn't know that I needed. But I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad it's here.
I feel like everyone feels that way. Yeah. Online, everyone was like, whoa, duh. Yes. Yeah.
Like, I didn't know this was what I needed.
I even watched, because you know I watch my Love & Hip Hop. I watched Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and they thought about bringing them back together. And I still didn't feel this way when they said that.
And it was just like, and I thought everyone, all the B2K members were like,
Yeah. Even Raz B, I hope he got himself together.
I'm ready for Raz to bring his ass. Bring your ass, Raz. I'm going to make a poster and everything. I don't care what y'all say.
It's that type of concert. You got to make a poster. Mm-hmm. Bring me on stage.
Lil Fizz, biggest fan. I might change my Instagram and Twitter handles to like Lil Fizz girl. Lil Fizz lover.
Because you know it's available. Ain't nobody saying that right now.
No.
Not yet.
Like you used to change your MySpace. I'm definitely changing my name to them stupid letters and numbers we used to do.
Any post I post about this, that's the way that I have to write it out. E's are threes. Like,
at zeros sign is A.
But now you're going to be making things. You're going to be atting somebody. I don't even realize it because the at means something nowadays than what it used to.
God, that sucks.
Oh, so you just can't start off a word with at. But you could do it in the middle.
Yeah, of course. I was going to do it.
So, yeah. Lord, it's going to be awesome. I'm so happy that they decided to do this because none of them niggas was doing nothing. So go on tour, make some money. Take my coins. Until Beyonce's ready to take them.
Yeah, y'all can't do it when y'all. Nah.
And that's another reason why I can't buy a house. I got to really pay for Beyonce tickets.
I'm sick and tired of you.
If I need to put down $8,000 down payment, but Beyonce got a concert coming up and I got exactly $8,000.
I'm not.
I got a concert to go to. That's my bitch. My bird bitch right there.
God, I love a good bird.
And that's why I secretly love her so much. Because she's a bird. That's going to be another episode. Beyonce's a bird. Let us count the ways.
I too am a bird, though.
I am. Like, if you really sit down and talk about your life, you're like, damn, bitch.
No, I was definitely burned. I'm not ashamed.
You were.
I know who I am. Unlike the rest of y'all. Some of y'all are birds and y'all think y'all are. Right. Some of y'all are pigeons and y'all think y'all are peacocks. Either way, you still a bird. good times.
Oh yeah, we're gonna end on that note.
We're sleepy.
Yes. So thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Trash.
Trash.